The story of the merchant whose caged parrot gave him a message for the parrots of India at the time of his going there for trade. There was a merchant once who had a parrot, imprisoned in a cage, a gorgeous parrot, and when the merchant packed his bags to travel and was about to go to Hindustan, he gently spoke to all the maids and servants, "Please tell me now, and quick, what shall I bring you?" Each servant asked him for something she wanted. The good man gave his word to all of them. He asked the parrot, "What gift would you like, that I might bring you back from Hindustan?" The parrot said, "When you see parrots there, explain to them my plight, and say to them, 'A certain parrot's desperate to see you, who by the fate of heaven is in my prison. She sends you greetings and demands some justice, and asks for help and means of guidance from you.' She said, 'Is it correct that I should languish, give up the ghost, and die here all alone? And is this right, that I'm in painful chains while you can flit about from bush to tree? Is loyalty of friends to be like this? I in this jail and you in beds of roses? Oh, sirs, will you remember this poor bird, and in the meadow drink a draught to me? Friends' memory of their friend is most auspicious, more so when one is Layli, one Majnun. O partners of your own beloved fair ones, I drink from cups filled with my own dear blood. Drink just one cup of wine in memory of me, if you do not see fit to give me justice. Or when you've drunk, pour on the dust a drink, in memory of me, grovelling in the dust. Where then, I wonder, is that bond and oath? Where are the vows of those with lips like sugar?" A servant is dismissed for bad behaviour. When you behave oppressively, what's different? The harm you do in anger and in strife is sweeter than an ecstasy of harp strings. Your cruelty is better than a victory, your scoldings more desired than life itself. This is your fire. What does your light look like? This is the funeral. What's your wedding like? As for the sweetness which your violence holds, and for your subtlety, none plumb your depths. I weep, and then I fear he will believe me, and then for from kindness moderate his violence. His violence and his gentleness I love so. How wonderful I love these two extremes. If I forsake this thorn bush for the garden, I'll sing for sadness like the nightingale. How wonderful, this nightingale who lifts his beak to eat the thorns within the rose beds. What kind of nightingale is this? A dragon. In love all bitter things are sweet to him. He is lover of the whole. He is the whole. He is lover of himself. He seeks his love.